Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local. Now we'll get to your calls coming up in a minute. You want to, by the way, those of you that held through the news, thank you very much. Those of you that would like to join us, we make it real easy for you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. This is the amazing news, and we talked about this with my buddy Wayne Allen Root. This is incredible stuff. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the coronavirus, quote, does not spread easily through touching surfaces or objects. Now, we've been told for months now, hose everything down here in studio. We've got disinfectant. We wipe everything, the microphones, the countertops, everything. And now we are just now finding out that the coronavirus does not spread easily through touching surfaces. In early March, remember that? The Federal Health Agency, the CDC, was warning that it may be possible, quote, may be possible, to pass on the virus from contaminated surfaces. The guidelines now include a section on ways the virus doesn't easily spread, including from touching surfaces or objects. Now, somebody explain that to me. Are we going to find out in 6 weeks that using face masks isn't really that big a deal? And all these pictures you've seen on cable news where somebody coughs or somebody sneezes and you see this green ether coming out from their mouth or nose off into the distance, they say 14 feet in some cases. Are we going to find out that that is a bunch of nonsense? How much of this science do you actually believe? Now, let's be adults and let's be honest about this. I am becoming more and more skeptical. But I want to find out from you. So here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let Mark know that you're a first-time caller. And I will, he will whisper it in my ear, and then I will blab it to everybody. How much of this nonsense do you actually believe? We're now being told by the CDC that the coronavirus, quote, does not spread easily, unquote. Should you be wiping down surfaces? Should I be wiping down the microphone that I use every day? Think about this. And all the stuff that you're going through at work, at your place of business. And it's mandatory. It's not if you feel like it, go ahead and do it. Let's go to Lynn. Hey, Lynn, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, I was listening to your commentary about voting and how we can get, you know, a national ID, and we've kind of already got that in place. In order to fly, you need a real ID, and why don't the voting places just require a real ID in order to vote? It's the same thing that the government's required for flying.
Can I tell you, I would rather have something that is dedicated to this purpose and this purpose only. Now, if companies or credit cards or whatever wanted to make this as a platform, you know, the voter ID, I want something that is foolproof, that cannot be hacked, that all of us are going to have. I mean, we all carry a driver's license with us, those of us that drive. All of us, in order to get on an airplane, have to show your driver's license or your passport. As proof of citizenship. But no, your point is well taken. The problem is that I have a feeling that not every state has that document. I'm just not sure of it. By the way, we were talking earlier. I was telling you earlier about the Republican National Committee and how they sent a letter yesterday to Attorney General Aaron Ford, or is it Aaron Ford? I mean, I've heard different. I hear Democrats call him Aaron. But in this letter sent out yesterday to Attorney General Ford, Ronna McDaniel, chair of the Republican National Committee, wanted four things from General Ford to investigate under Nevada codes, whether the Clark County commissioners violated Nevada's open public meeting law when they decided behind closed doors to capitulate to the Democrats' demand without notifying broadcasting or allowing citizens to provide their input. Number two, to investigate which Clark County officials made this decision, when it was made, and which outside groups were consulted in the manner. Number three, investigate whether local officials have maintained the election integrity with the decision to send ballots to all inactive voters. We had one caller earlier. We had one caller earlier who said, hey, I've got friends or family members that they got their ballot and three other ballots from people that used to live where they lived, an apartment, whatever. They haven't been purged from the rolls yet. And number four, to investigate if civil penalties should be instituted against anyone who has tried to exploit these circumstances under provision of Nevada Revised Statutes Title 24. So the RNC is being proactive here in Nevada. And the president mentioned it in a tweet yesterday. And it was something that the governor called outrageous. Okay, whatever you say. We'll take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls coming up on the other side. Is that fair? And we're still trying to find out if indeed rubbing down surfaces and different. We're getting mixed messages now from the Centers for Disease Control. The CDC is now saying And this is important, that the coronavirus, quote, does not easily spread on surfaces. So what's it going to be, folks? How much of this stuff are you going to believe? Am I wrong for being skeptical? Call me. Call me out on it. It's okay. I got big, broad Irish Catholic shoulders. I can take it. But I'm going to tell you, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop when it comes to the face masks. Is it possible we don't need the face masks? And looking like downtown Beijing on a Tuesday afternoon or something like that? Everybody wearing their masks? Are we going to find out that that isn't what we thought it was? 844, the number 2, Nevada. First-time callers, let Mark know. He'll get you set up. 844-263-8232. That's the number. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. My buddy Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge over on East Flamingo at Pecos, they want you to continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30-plus years. In fact, Ichabod's full menu is available right now and 24-7. Yeah, you get the munchies in the middle of the night. All you do is pick up the phone, you call them. They got carryout or curbside right now, and they're reconfiguring their restaurant to accommodate proper protocols for COVID-19. Yeah, now they're in the process of doing that right now. Now, if you want to order lunch for pickup or curbside, just call Ichabod's Lounge, 702-451-2323. That number again, 702-451-2323. I'm going to give you that one more time. Write it down because you may not want to use it right now, but you may get hungry about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Ooh. 702-451-2323. Tell them Kevin sent you. That's Ichabod's Lounge. And for those of you that don't know, you've driven past it 1,000 times, I'll bet you. It's on East Flamingo at Pecos. Ichabod's Lounge. Let's get to your phone calls. You want to join us? You can. In fact, tell you what let's do. Let's begin with Brady, and then we're going to get to a first time caller. Oh, I'm so excited! Brady, you're up. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. I was so glad. I was driving down Las Vegas Boulevard and Wigwam Avenue, and I was so happy to see that some of Nevada's essential workers were back. I saw two hookers with face masks on practicing social distancing.
No.
OMG.
I love that. Thanks, man. Oh, my God. That is great. Essential workers. I mean, let's face it. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy is a first-time caller. We give first-time callers a little extra love. Kathy, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
I am great. Great to have you on.
So, I think wearing a mask, it's not going to hurt, because let's say you're at Walmart and you're inside this aisle. Someone that is not wearing a mask, they just sneeze. Perhaps they have been exposed to COVID-19. Would you want their aerosol that comes out of their mouth on you, or you breathing it? So if you would have had the mask covering your nose and your mouth, perhaps you would have a better chance of not catching that virus. But as far as
Kathy, let me ask you, though. After the news I brought you just a couple of minutes ago, that surfaces do not appear to be good conduits, and this is the Centers for Disease Control, quote, the coronavirus, quote, does not spread easily on surfaces or objects. Does that make you rethink this other thing about face masks, too?
You know, I've been in the medical field for the past 40 years, so I'm so used to wearing a mask and goggles, so it really doesn't bother me. But I just think, what harm could it do? But what you just read from the CDC, I think you need to bring it up to Governor Sisolak's attention, because we need to get back to work. I've been without work since March 15th, and I work at a casino as a timeshare sales agent. And we're not even supposed to go back to work until the fourth phase, and we're still in phase one.
Wow. Which of the diamond or which of the
Westgate.
Westgate. Okay. Westgate. Cool. Yeah. There aren't a lot of timeshares being sold right about now, are there?
No, not at all.
Well, I will tell you this. I'm not sure if it's going to be phase four, whether it be phase two. The casinos right now, they're taking reservations. A lot of them are already taking reservations for the end of May, the beginning of June. They're not waiting around for even phase two.
So do we go by what the governor is suggesting, or do we go against him? I would love to go back to work today.
Well, in
I'm an independent contractor.
Hey, Kathy, can I tell you, as you're seeing in New Jersey, as you're seeing with the Apollo CrossFit here in Las Vegas, the gym owners, the salon owner in Dallas, people are going against their governors. And there is litigation. There will be more litigation dealing with governors, not just here in the state of Nevada, but all over the country. And their heavy-handed play when it comes to the constitutional or unconstitutional stay-at-home orders. My guess is you're going to see more of that, not less of that.
I agree, and I think we all agree that sunshine is the best disinfectant. So
Ooh.
Let us go out there and get, you know.
Ooh, I like that. Ooh, I like that. And seeing as we're all talking about disinfectants. That rings very, very true. Kathy, your first experience on this show, did you survive it pretty well? Did you come out unscathed?
Yes.
Isn't that great?
I do listen to you all the time. This is not my first time calling you, but I listen to you all the time.
I love
it,
Kathy.
You survived.
Kathy, can I tell you, I honestly hope you go back to work very soon. Go out and sell a bunch of those timeshares, would you?
Yes.
Thank you, dear. That's Kathy, first-time caller. I love that. Now we got to get her some business. Because even once you go back, if the hotels aren't full, for her, that's gonna be people that she can't sell to. And again, you can debate timeshares all you want, but a lot of people sell them. In fact, I know people that make $100,000 a year selling timeshares at those little kiosks. Did you see in the hotel lobbies? Would you like to go see Garth Brooks? Would you like to go see Celine Dion? Well, all you have to do is sit through a 30-minute presentation. I mean, you know, I think we've all experienced that at one time or another. I've never bought a timeshare, though. Haven't yet. Kathy might be able to get me to do it. She just might be able to get me to, you know, drop the bomb. Anyway, stick around. More of your calls coming up. The CDC says the coronavirus, quote, does not spread easily on surfaces. So why are we? I was in a restaurant over at Town Square yesterday, and they said, "Would you like us to clean off the surface again?" I said, "Yeah, I think that might be a good idea." Now I go, "No, don't need to." Anyway, we'll talk about this, and we're going to find out how much of this so-called science you actually believe. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now. Try to give you consolation.
You're a man who let you down. I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are edging lower in afternoon trading, and it'll cost you less for a mortgage this week. Freddie Mac reports that the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 3.24%, down 4 basis points from a week earlier and just slightly above the record low set earlier in the month. And British drug maker AstraZeneca has received more than $1 billion in U.S. funding to accelerate the development of the coronavirus vaccine it's creating with Oxford University. The agreement would make 300 million doses of the vaccine available in the U.S. U.S. with the first batch delivered in October, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Thus far, results from early-stage human trials are not available. And Southwest Airlines will continue to limit bookings on its flights through at least July to give passengers space between seats, following similar plans by rival Delta. Airlines slashing capacity and scrambling to raise cash to help them through the unprecedented crisis. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Marie Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump plans to pull out of a treaty allowing member nations to conduct short, unarmed surveillance flights over each other's territory. The administration, in notifying other members, claims Russia violates the act and that images collected during the flights can be obtained more cheaply by satellite. New weekly unemployment claims 2.4 million, bringing coronavirus-related layoffs to nearly 39 million. Florida Senator Rick Scott tells Fox,
"We've got to continue to do everything we can to help them, but the biggest thing we can do is get this economy open. People want to get back to a normal life. They want to get back to their jobs. Let them do it."
New York Senator Chuck Schumer says Congress needs to approve more financial help for Americans and city and state governments.
"The American people should be furious about what Washington Republicans are doing in Congress, and more to the point, what they're failing to do."
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says no to extending the extra unemployment aid passed in earlier bills. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel.
Abby Hornacek takes off on a new adventure.
Challenge accepted.
Learning what it takes to become a fighter pilot. Join Abby as she trains, fights, and flies.
Passed out three times. I threw up twice. A lot of respect for these guys and gals.
Plus, go behind the scenes of the iconic fighter pilot classic.
We have the unique opportunity to go inside the real Top Gun story.
You'll want to land on Fox Nation for this one. Becoming Top Gun. Available now only on Fox Nation. For a limited time, with the purchase of a one-year plan, receive a free signed copy.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger, but it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her ways? Tell me
got a question for you. We'll get to your calls here in a minute, by the way. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? And I'm not talking about the pain that you get, like, you know, once every 6 months. Ooh, my shoulder. Ooh, it feels a little. No, I'm talking about I'm talking about the pain that follows you everywhere you go. And this may be you. This may be a family member, your best friend. If you've got chronic pain, then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from my own chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I had tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. And then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA. And after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA returned, and they're accepting appointments and treating patients right now, today. So whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, they see a lot of neuropathy patients, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain anymore. Make that pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767. Ask for Summer. She'll explain it all, and she'll answer all your questions. Here's that number again, 702-546-8767, PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. We're going to get back to your phone calls, but first I want you to hear. You know, there's an assumption that when we find a vaccine for the coronavirus, that all of us will flood into our Target pharmacies, doctor's offices, Walmart pharmacies, CVS, Walgreens, and we'll all be clamoring for this coronavirus vaccine. But as we know, even with the flu virus, I've had years where I took the flu shot, influenza. And one year I took it, I took shingles, and I took pneumonia. I did all in the same arm at the same time. I got deathly ill. And I'm not sure whether it was I took too many shots in the same arm. Don't know. Can't say. But the next year, I swore up and down I was not going to take the flu shot. And I didn't. But what if the government wanted to compel you, wanted to force you to take the COVID-19 vaccine, even knowing that you might get sick from it? Professor Alan Dershowitz, did you catch him last night on Tucker Carlson? And Dershowitz, as an attorney, says the government does have the right to force all of us to take the COVID-19 vaccine. I want you to listen to this exchange between Tucker Carlson and Alan Dershowitz. This was cut one, and this was from last night on Fox News Channel.
You're probably the most famous civil libertarian in America, and I understand the argument that you're making, which is you don't have a right to endanger other people. Your right to punch ends with the tip of my nose. I understand the argument. But there is also, in the specific case of a vaccine, a risk to the individual taking it, because vaccines are good for populations, but in some rare cases, sometimes not that rare, they can hurt people. That's factually true. Does the government still have a right to endanger you by forcing you to take it?
The Supreme Court has said yes, and if the case came to the Supreme Court today, they would say yes. It would either be 9-0 or 8-1. It is not a debatable issue. Constitutionally, look, they have a right to draft you and put your life in danger to help the country. The police power of the state is very considerable. But let's distinguish between the constitutional issue on the one hand, which is settled, and the moral issue on the other hand. I think one can make a plausible argument that nobody should be required to be subject to a dangerous vaccination to help other people. That's a plausible argument. And I think we should continue to debate that. I wouldn't require people to take the vaccine unless it was proved very, very safe. Now, any injection can cause
obviously infected at the site. Any pill can cause a problem. But in general, if the vaccine is deemed extremely safe, then the state does have a right to compel you to take it. Because remember, vaccines work on a theory of mass inoculation. You're not taking the vaccine to help yourself. If there were a vaccine developed for cancer or a heart condition, obviously you and I would have a right to say, no, we have a right to die. I believe you have a right to die. But I don't believe you have a right to be Typhoid Mary and spread it. Look, if you don't want to take the vaccine, you have an option. You can stay in quarantine. But what you don't have the right to do is circulate in society without being vaccinated if the vaccine is proved to be very safe. And that could be a matter
but proved to be. And that's I think, a stumbling block. There is so much lying about vaccines, probably on all sides, but there certainly is lying about vaccines because public health authorities don't want people, you know, they want people to take them. And I get it, but people are nervous. Let me ask you, though, by the same reasoning, since we all, you know, we have, in effect, socialized medicine, we're all affected by the health choices our neighbors make. Why should we allow people to eat Little Debbie snack cakes when we're all paying for diabetes treatment?
I've just written another book about that. It'll be out in a month. It's called The Case for Liberalism in an Age of Extremism, in which I have a chapter on that. And I say, no, that argument doesn't work. It's the old John Stuart Mill argument. And you have to just say you can never make somebody do anything only for their own good, even if it has collateral impacts on the rest of us. No man is an island. We know that. And in the world in which we live, if you get fat and get sick, we pay for it. That's not enough as a civil libertarian. But the spread of a deadly, highly contagious illness is enough for a civil libertarian. But I want to have a rule of reason. I don't believe in shutting down a whole society or putting people in jail for not wearing masks. You have to have a rule of reason. If the vaccine is very effective and very safe, I would start, by the way, by having people volunteer first. I wouldn't compel them first, but you might get to a point where healthy people, without any risk, considerable risk to themselves, say no, and then if the state decides to compel them, they would win in the Supreme Court of the United States.
Okay, Alan Dershowitz, on with Tucker Carlson last night. I thought that was fascinating. The idea that the government can compel us to take a vaccine. Not that they're going to produce 340 or 325 million doses. But, you know, my guess is it will be readily available the same way the flu virus and the, the influenza virus and the pneumonia and shingles and a couple of others that they always at my Walmart, they're always asking me about that. Anyway, I don't know if you saw this. In fact, I'll get to this in just a minute, but I want to get Gary on. Gary's got something good to say. Gary, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, hello, Kevin. This is Gary, not a first-time caller, just a Gary that has been. What happened to the Spanish flu and the Tokyo flu? Didn't it just die off on its own and stuff like that? I mean, we didn't have no vaccines for that.
HIV. HIV is still out there, and we have no vaccine. Now we have therapeutics. We have therapeutics that treat symptoms and things like that, but we've never killed off HIV, and we don't have one. Gary, thank you, man. Nevada gambling regulators are going to be reaching out next Tuesday to casino companies for what they're terming a health and safety workshop, which tells me we are getting very close to reopening our casinos. At the very least, the small casinos, the 15 machines and smaller. There is no opening date that is set yet, according to AP, but the meeting of the Nevada Gaming Control Board that was scheduled for Tuesday morning, and it may give the governor confidence that he can reopen the casinos, reopen the hotels, reopen the restaurants, all of those places, and essentially reopen the state. I hope it happens soon. We'll get to more of your calls coming up, but that's next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day. By the way, just for the record, for those of you all across our listening area, we're going to be on Best Of. Some of the best stuff that you've heard. Oh, by the way, coming up, one of the best parody songs that I think I have heard out of all of them. And we screen a bunch. We don't air all of them. Trust me, we don't do that. But we're going to introduce you to one that you may not have heard. That's all coming up. Yeah, a COVID-19 parody song. And it's not making light of anything, but it's just very cute, and I thought it was good. Well, we're going to bring it to you. Right here, live and local, now. Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Hey, Nevada. This is Ted Nugent. That's right. Ted Nugent full time. I'm calling on behalf of Republican candidate for Congress, Sam Peters, who I have proudly endorsed. Sam is a retired Air Force officer, a Bronze Star earning warfighter, and one hell of an American. Like me, he supports God, family, country, President Trump, the Second Amendment, the Constitution, and Build That Wall. In fact, leaders at the NRA, we just gave Sam a perfect rating. As a business owner, Sam knows how to get Nevada back to work and our country rocking and rolling again. Join Ted Nugent, the Nugent family. Endorse Sam Peters for Nevada with your vote. Learn more about Sam at sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. I approve this message.
This is paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters for Congress. God bless America.
In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Hi, I'm Stephen Silver Cross, candidate for Nevada Regent. This year's primary is an all-mail-in ballot, so be sure to keep your eyes out for yours in the mail. And remember to vote Silver Cross for Regent.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Paid for by Friends for Stephen Silver Cross.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Mm-hmm. McCullough. Brent McCullough with a great, staying inside. Staying inside. No, I love these parody songs. There was a great one by a friend of mine, believe it or not. In fact, let's see if we can get Robbie Howard ready. Robbie Howard is an entertainer here in town. He's made a career out of impersonating Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and different people. He was in the Rat Pack for a number of years, and he's gone on cruise ships and done Sinatra. He's just really good. But he has a country side to him as well. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Las Vegas' own Robbie Howard.
Elvirus, go back to China. Elvirus, stuck in my apartment with two kids and a cranky wife. COVID-19 is a messing with my life. Ain't gonna make the rent. And my $1,200 check my wife done spent. Elvirus, Elvirus, go back to China. Elvirus.
I just love that. I just love that. Robbie Howard, local talent, and I just love that. And by the way, tomorrow on the show, I'll let you hear Big and Rich, because Big and Rich is maybe the best of them all. They did a parody song that was really, really good. All 50 states have opened up. To varying degrees. We are into phase one. We probably should be in phase two or three. They ought to get the casinos open and get people working again. But I want you to hear Dr. Mark Siegel. He is the Fox News. He's kind of the Fox News version of Dr. Sanjay Gupta. And he was on with Tucker Carlson last night, and they were talking about lockdowns. And what we are starting to find out is that the lockdowns did not work. That the lockdowns cost us millions of jobs and didn't necessarily make us that much safer. Here again, Dr. Mark Siegel with Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel.
Lockdowns don't work if there's already a lot of virus in the area, in the community, right, in the state, in the country. JP Morgan came out with a study today that's really shocking. It showed that the European countries that were locked down did not do as well, have not done as well as the ones who aren't. And that applies to the United States, too, where over 20 states that have come out of lockdown have actually seen a decreased number of cases. South Dakota, which was never locked down at all, has had almost no cases over the last several days. Now, why would this be happening? You know, in Hong Kong, this is very interesting. 7 million people in Hong Kong, Tucker, and they're on the border with mainland China, and 2.5 yes. million visitors a month come across. They have a very ineffective government. You know why they have been able to do so well with only 4 deaths from COVID-19? Because the people behaved. They knew from SARS. They knew from Hong Kong flu. They knew how to do social distancing. It wasn't locking down. Locking down definitely doesn't make the problem better in terms of if there's already a lot of virus. You know what locking down does, Tucker? Locking down destroys our healthcare system to the point where we have more heart attacks that are not going to the hospital now, more strokes that are not going to the hospital now, more cancer that is not being screened. Our cancer screening is down 90% right now, and 4 out of 5 people surveyed in the United States said they're afraid to go to the emergency room right now. Yeah. Deaths of despair, Tucker, finally, deaths of despair. Wellbeing Trust estimates that deaths of despair are going to be up 75,000 because of COVID-19 and people not having jobs.
It's just so crushing. It seems like that should be tomorrow's page one New York Times story. I hope it will be. Dr. Siegel, thank you for that.
Suicide, drug abuse, alcoholism. It's going to be more deaths from despair than from the virus itself, Tucker. That's our virus.
That's our virus. Yeah. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and their showroom's now open again. Yeah. The Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. For those of you who want to ride again but you have some physical limitations, check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Tomorrow on the show, the president is speaking today in Ypsilanti, Michigan, at the local Ford plant there as kind of a thank you. We'll have highlights for you. One of the things we always try and do is we always try and monitor the president's speeches, and if there's anything noteworthy, we bring it to you. We'll bring you highlights from today's speech, and he is going to thank the folks at Ford for all the stuff they did creating ventilators and doing things that had nothing to do with cars. And by the way, you think it's a coincidence that it is a Rust Belt state and it is a true battleground state? Is there any surprise that the president is in Michigan today? It doesn't. No, I'm sorry. It doesn't really surprise me. And you're going to see him. In fact, my guess is you're going to see him here sooner rather than later, because the president has already threatened Nevada with this crazy voter by mail ballot, and sending hundreds of thousands of these things to inactive voters. I mean, we're talking about $300,000 that's going to be wasted on inactive voters. And by the way, there will be litigation. Did the state violate the open meetings law? Did the Clark County Commission do that? We'll talk about that further tomorrow. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Hope you have a great day. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Call me right up. You don't know what we can see. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Last night I heard her let him slam. And so I wish that I could stay. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.